Welcome to the Reading Corner, everyone. In this episode, Persecution: How Liberals Are Waging War Against Christianity by David Limbaugh. This is the hardcover edition, originally published back in 2003. And I read it when the book came out. I was actually excited about this book coming out. Back then, I did feel among the minority when I was in college. I just didn't know to what extent people like me were not popular. As a Christian conservative, I mean, I always expected people to not agree with my perspective because we tended to be among the few. But then I realized that we were closeted, so not many people spoke up. I didn't understand why until this gave a strong perspective of things. This book by David Limbaugh, who is probably best known as the brother of radio talk show host Rush Limbaugh, who actually is still on the air today. This is it's very important because this book speaks volumes today and what it might mean in the coming months from when I record this episode. Some of the topics that are discussed here are broken into three different parts, as he puts it. So I'll go through the table of contents as David breaks it down. Part one is the war on our public schools. Part two is the war for the public square. And part three is the war in perspective. It's the latter two that really mean a lot. I mean, the war for public schools goes on and is getting crazier today, especially in California. But when you look at the war for the public square, keep in mind this was before social media. There was no MySpace yet. And eventually Facebook would rear its ugly head, Twitter, and the rest is history. So this was before then. And some of the chapters that break down certain attacks was like this. Purging Christianity from the government and government property. That was one of the infamous assault on the Ten Commandments from the courthouses. Another one being the muzzling of public officials, employees, and appointees. This is a pretty big deal about what's happening now with respect to this. Because basically, you can't say this, you can't say that. This other one, public attacks on churches and Christians and purging the private sphere. Man, this year, whoo, state endorsement of non-Christian values and hypocrisy in our culture. Oh my goodness, yes. This one, the media and Hollywood wars against Christianity. Old story there. But probably one of the biggest deals is what 2020 has exposed with certain leftist activist movements that kind of expose this. And the part three talks about the war in perspective. And that's with regards to Americans' Christian roots. How many times have you heard this year about bringing on the system, dismantling the system, and taking on the Christian nationalist movement? In fact, there's some individuals that are counting on the next administration, should it get its way, as of this recording, to actually tackle on those issues. More so because of a particular movement that's been flying in the face of a lot of the values that Christianity speaks about, and they're trying to control speech to that effect, which has kind of given more power to big tech to silence anyone that speaks, whether it's scientific or not, anyone that speaks out against a certain movement at this time to, well, shut them up. This was 2003, so it's been 17 years, almost 18 as we're entering 2021 from this from the date of this video. But let me share with you some part from the flap. This is the hardcover, so this is not a, unless you find it in some used books, I don't think you would ever find it nowadays. My kids are supposed to be asleep. You can take a horse to water, but you can't make them drink, huh? Anyway, sorry about that. Okay, so here we go. Persecution, that's the name for it. This is the case that David Limbaugh makes. Tolerance might be the highest virtue in our popular culture, but it doesn't often extend to Christians these days. Woo! That's prophetic. Christians are increasingly being driven from the public life, denied their First Amendment rights, and even actively discriminated against for their beliefs. In this relentless expose of political correctness run amok, 17 years ago? Wow. If that was a muck that time, imagine what it is now. The best-selling author David Limbaugh rips apart the liberal hypocrisy that condones selective mistreatment of Christians in the mainstream media, Hollywood, our schools and universities, and throughout our public life. In persecution, you'll enter the hotly contested battle for the soul of our public schools. And there's a lot of different things here, but let me skip over to some of the attacks on the public school that are appalling, some of the true stories, and this was back then. In the name of diversity, tolerance, multiculturalism, and sex education, the social engineers actively inculcate hatred of Christianity as ignorant, repressive, and offensive. Not exactly the agenda of most parents whose tax dollars support the public schools. That is a big deal because those planted the seeds for what we are dealing with today. That many people, many parents, for why during the lockdowns that are doing homeschooling have been exposed to the direct teaching from the teachers from an online learning. There's actually been cases where the teachers have told the parents to not be in the same room during the online learning. And some parents found that a bit suspicious, so they stayed behind to hear exactly the curriculum that's being taught to them instead of teaching them English, science, history. We're teaching them aggressive Marxist theories, new gender identity theories, and all these different things. And they just flew in the face of what some parents deemed was considered appropriate for children of that age group. So this was very prophetic, and this was a book that was definitely timely for a long time. I recently did an episode on bias regarding the media bias. Oh my goodness, it's that was 20 years before the craziness that happened in 2020 with the media. But this is a very big deal because the lockdowns continue to expose the hypocrisy and how things are labeled. For example, as with this video, we're entering another strict lockdown stay-at-home order by order of the California governor, because this was being filmed December 5th. And he made it so in the lockdown orders that's mentioning restaurants to be closed. Even if they have outdoor dining, they have to close down. However, certain segments of Hollywood have been given the green light to allow outdoor dining as an exempt because for some way, somehow, Hollywood has been said that it's actually exempt from the lockdown orders. Interesting. Meanwhile, houses of worship cannot open. Houses of worship were in segments where they had been allowed to open, have been told they cannot worship. What? And they're told to do it online. Before even all this, the Thanksgiving stuff, that you could not meet in groups of 10 or more at home, and you couldn't sing while you're at home. So imagine what they're going to say about Christmas carols and all that you cannot sing. I just find it very peculiar that you can't do that. But in the name of racial injustice, that you can go out, ignore social distancing, masks or no masks, and just riot, pillage, burn. And that's okay. Very timely book. One that I highly recommend, that's worth reading if you can get your hands on it, just to see how some individuals saw from a long time ago, for which is why current issues that may not seem like a big deal now are worth fighting for. Because if you seed a little bit of a ground, it'll snowball into something bigger. That is why this and things like this shouldn't be ignored. If you're seeing something small. Another example would be what happened during this election cycle with Oregon. They decriminalized hard drugs. So it wasn't just marijuana that they criminalized some time ago. Now cocaine, and I believe there's another methamphetamine perhaps that they legalized. Meanwhile, plastic straws are illegal in Oregon. And the governor was requiring neighbors to report to report their neighbors if they gathered for Thanksgiving. Because apparently that's a bigger crime than crime itself. And that's not to mention that churches are not even allowed to open in all this. Now, some places, I could be wrong, but some places, mosques are exempt. But synagogues and churches must remain closed. Food for thought. Hypocrisy and how this stuff is managed. Anyway, I'm going to wrap it up here because I expect my kids to swarm out of the room instead of being asleep this late. So I'm going to cut it here before they can interrupt the video again, because they did on my first attempt. Anyway, that's it for this video. Thank you so much for watching this episode of The Reading Corner. I'll see you in the next one.